This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, out in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation, seriously. Some of you sit there and I see you making comments, or you call in, or you try to call in at the very last minute. It's like, oh, well, don't do that. You're just going to embarrass yourself and others. Seriously. Just call. You know, you got something to say? Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. That's one way to do it. You can hop on the chat room that's happening right now at the main website, which is therealside.com. Or if you want to help out those guys at Facebook, you can hop on Facebook as well. Not a big fan of you doing that. You know, we tried some other platforms. I want you to play with some other platforms, too. One is OneWay.com is one of them that you can look at. Good conservative guy that's looking to help us grow. Not just this show. I mean, help conservatives as a whole grow. And I think that's a big thing. I think it's an important thing. If we don't support, you know, we as conservatives, I got to tell you guys something. We stink, and I mean stink, at helping each other out, at supporting each other. Anyway, let me just get, this will be a smorgasbord of stories, like a lightning round. So you're going to need to keep up, pay attention, take notes, or grab the show later on. Arif Halaby joins me, as he does from time to time on the show. Actually, he's actually guest hosted the show a few times, and I thought it'd be fun to have him come on and just kind of hit all these crazy stories from the week that we haven't hit, that we haven't talked about. Arif?
You know, hey, a couple of things that I think you need to understand here. Living in California, I don't know if you've been to San Francisco.
You need extra oxygen to live here or something? Or what, yeah.
You know, last week, Joe, I was in San Francisco at a conference there for a few days. Stayed in a very nice place. You know, the conference host decides the conference location, not me. So, but we did happen to have it at the Ritz-Carlton. We drank tea with one pinky out. So it was. I felt at home.
And then you walk over the crap piles when you left. I'm sorry.
So here's what I did. So I took pictures. I should send them to you. There were hypodermic syringes nearly every block. It was incredible. And if you walked, you either smelled urine or you smelled marijuana. No kidding. You couldn't walk a block without it. And I thought to myself, these are homes. And we took a tour. You know, there was a little cable car tour thing. And this is Larry Ellison's house, billionaire row and all of that. Wow. And you would go a half a block. This home is worth $25 million. And you see a guy sleeping on somebody's cement porch. And you think, this has got to be a dream. When
Come
did this
on.
Become okay?
You're making fun, right? I mean, seriously, that's what you have to be thinking.
This is the direction that liberal policies are taking us. And I don't understand why. California is not as if. You know, and then, of course, you know, my friends on the left love to say, well, California is the 6th, 7th, 8th, whatever the number is this week.
Oh, I love that.
Largest economy in the world. I said, do you understand that every other, if it were a country, it would be, if it were a country, it would have to pay for its own defense. If it were a country, it wouldn't be allowed to just continue to issue bonds without the rest of the world saying you're not worthy of it. But because they have the backing of the United States federal government, California can issue bonds and say, oh, see,
yeah.
If they were a country, they would have to have their own infrastructure. They don't have any of that.
No.
So
no.
They, quote, are a country without the risks, the problems, the fears. Right?
No, I love when they do that. You know, let's not talk about the homelessness here in this state. Let's not talk about the percentage of money. You know, they talk about our economy, and I always laugh. I say, well, wait a minute. What if we didn't get any money, as you were just saying, from the federal government for the welfare money that we give out? We account for 31% of the welfare money in this country, and only 16% of the population. How does being the fifth largest economy even fit into all of that?
They'll talk about things like saying one of the biggest mistakes people make when they talk about the California economy is simple. We forget that we give more tax revenue to everybody than we receive. To the, you know, Tennessee, Kentucky, they get tax revenue because of California. Besides having 58,000 homeless, besides having a place. Now, listen, we do our part in California. We do, because in San Francisco, I spoke to everybody all the time, wherever we were talking about this issue, because I wanted to be informed. And they said, you know, San Francisco, we do our part. I said, what do you mean? They said, well, when we stop and talk to homeless people on the street, they say, oh, I'm from Iowa, but I either had a choice, go to jail or a one-way Greyhound bus ticket.
Oh, my God.
And they said that it's a regular occurrence. Santa Monica does the same thing. They had to go and plead with Ohio and Las Vegas and other places because judges and cities found it less expensive to give these people a one-way bus ticket.
It's amazing. Listen, at least why don't we send them to Hawaii? It's nice and warm there.
That would be great.
They can sleep outside. And it's land being made there on a daily basis. Bad joke.
Well, you've heard of Con Air. I don't know what that would be called, but...
No, but I'll tell you what. We could be all over the place. I want to go back to San Francisco for a second because people don't realize that the home prices in San Francisco, these little 800, 1,200 square foot homes are selling for $1.5, $1.8 million because they're in San Francisco. And that loon that wants to run for governor, you heard what he said as to why they have such a homeless problem, right? This is great. It's because of Trump. See, Trump has turned the economy around. So now people are getting jobs, they're making more money, and when they make more money, those greedy landlords, they up the rent.
That's right.
When they up the rent, the 7-Eleven worker can no longer afford his apartment or his house. So he has to move out. He's got nowhere to go to but the street. Well, I'm going, oh my God, how many hits off the crack pipe do you have to take to have this make sense? So when we come back, I want you to explain this to us, and let's talk about the new rent control that's going to affect in California. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Arif Halaby right after this. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
Stop before you get to California. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-SHOW, 855-732-5566. I mean, I got to tell you guys, the wackiness, it's not even wackiness. It's really kind of sad to see some of the things the legislators try to push through here in California. And they're just making it harder and harder and harder to live here. And they don't see it. Well, not only do they not see it, I believe they don't care. I really do. There's something in the air in Sacramento. We know it's in the air in San Francisco, but there's something in the air in Sacramento that I don't know if it sucks the common sense, sucks the logic out of their heads. I don't know what it does to them. And some of those guys, you know, I've known over the years. You send them up there, and I don't know if they give up. I don't know if they give in. I don't know what it is. But anyhow, it's always interesting to see how they come at stuff. It's always interesting to see how they decide these laws should be put into effect and what have you. But anyway, let's bring in somebody who's a little smarter than I am, and I mean a little bit. Arif Halevy joins me.
Well, that's if I had coffee. Yeah.
And, you know, we were talking about San Francisco and some of the, to coin a phrase of our president used, some of the crap holes that they have up there. You know, 800, 1,200 square foot homes up there that are on small postage stamp lots. Selling for $1.2, $1.5, $1.7 million. For what? To live in San Francisco. This is craziness. How does this happen?
San Francisco has two big issues going for it. Number one is it's extremely beautiful. Like, you go there, you see an amazingly beautiful, aesthetically pleasing. So it's great if you watch it by video instead of smell-o-vision, because it just doesn't have the same appeal. And I think part of the challenge is it's so close to San Jose. It has such a great climate. It's always cool. You know, they have maybe 3 weeks, 6 weeks of hot weather, if you will, during the summer. The rest of the time, it's always between 50 and 68 degrees, if you know, plus or minus. It's a very mild temperature. It's a beautiful place.
Right.
The problem is simple. When you had about 15, 20 years ago, San Francisco went from liberal, you know, the policies of tolerance socially, et cetera, to off the charts wacky, where all of a sudden it is welcoming in people from all walks of life without a job. Don't worry, we'll feed you. They actually feed people on a regular basis. I would say, listen,
at the state building. They some do. Of these city buildings. I'm
city
sorry.
Building.
Yeah, right?
Santa Monica does it. They used to do it in breakfast and dinner right on the city hall lawn.
Wow.
The challenge is this. When you take people from feeling worthy of receiving something, and you give it to them for existing, there is no value in existing. And all of a sudden, instead of saying, listen, in our building, we have an office, right, and we're on the first floor at our office building. And there's three tenants, me and two others. And then there's a block. And people come up every once in a while, they ask for money. I said, I would never denigrate you as a human being just to give you money for existing. But I'll tell you what, if you clean up the trash, if you pick up the trash between here and the corner, and about 8 out of 10 times the folks do it.
Yep.
And then, you know, some of them are drunk. Certainly most of them are mentally not all there. But when they come back, I say, I'll give you $5, whatever it is, $10 if it's a windy day and there's a lot of trash. And they do it. And I walk back out there and I walk with them and inspect it. I tell them, great job. Their shoulders stand back. Their chin is up. Yeah. And they've earned the money.
Yeah, a lot of them, I agree with you. They do want to work. They do want to. So people feel good when they do something and they make money for doing something.
There's an 800 number that you call if you're a resident or a business owner or an employee in San Francisco. Whenever you see human waste, you call this 800 number. They actually have a squad that patrols the city, and they come and roll to the scene. And their job is to clean up, disinfect. The young lady at the store says they show up looking like spacemen in the sense that it's because hepatitis C is at record levels of epidemic. It's amazing.
We did the story about the crap maps, although they had a different name to them.
The poop maps. It's even more gross in the story. We're not on cable, so I can't get too gross.
No, you can't.
It's simple. There's a place called Knob Hill. There's Tenderloin District. There's Market Street. There's different places. The Tenderloin District, right? It's where probably I think the meat cutters used to be, is the area that they say, you have to avoid. So you know about this. And the poor police officers, they were trained. I was a Los Angeles policeman for 10 years, 7 months, and 3 days. Wasn't counting. It just happened to be. And you see how law enforcement's, their job is to protect you. There are bad apples. There are people that take it to the extreme. But I remember seeing a fast food worker who did it once. I remember seeing a manager of an IT department. I remember, right? Doesn't matter your job. They happen to have a lot more power. That's why it takes months, if not a year or longer, to get into law enforcement. It doesn't take you. I went 6 months for my background investigation. They talked to over 100 people, coworkers, teachers, classmates. They don't do that for any other job. So, of course, we're still going to have bad apples, but not very often. And yet, A recent story came out in LAPD, and they said, here's the key. Understand this. If you shoot back at a guy who shot at you, that could be out of policy. Now, when you're out of policy, that means you can now be subject to lawsuits personally as an officer, meaning they can take your house.
You're talking about the oversight panel that now says a cops broke policy by a shooting man at an who was actively firing at them.
Came out of the house, guns blazing.
Yeah.
An LAPD officer. It's called the police commission.
Right.
So LAPD officers fired some upwards of 40 rounds plus. Now, okay, you could say, hey, listen, guys, you didn't need to fire that many. But the reason you're firing is to stop the threat.
Right.
And if the person is still standing up or they still have their arm extended, the threat isn't...
And it's happened. We've read story after story with, you know, somebody who's been shot 5, 6, 7 times in the chest and he's still coming at
and
still strangling people.
In the room. And that's part of the reason that they left the .38 caliber and went to a .45.
Mm-hmm.
Is because the stopping power of one versus the other. Now, understand something. The value of understanding whether or not it's placement, shot placement. It's the type of gun that you're it's the type of round you're using. There's a lot more to the story. But in their ignorant ways, people said, oh, we're going to jump from one round to another because that's... Listen, I've been in a room where people were shot with a 9mm and they didn't go down. So, you know, it's part of the story of understanding.
But people don't pull the whole thing together. Like in this story, the woman who kind of escaped, when she called the police, she said, look, there are handguns, rifles, shotguns, and ammunition inside the house. So when he comes out shooting, what are we supposed to do? You guys are supposed to ask, wait, hold it. Do you have the shotgun with you as well? And how much of the ammunition did you come out of the house with? It just gets crazy after a while.
If you're not going to trust them, listen, they're going to quit. It's okay. They're going to retire.
All right. We got to go. We come back for another break. We'll come back after the break in a few minutes. I want to know why it is that entrepreneurs seem to have such a hard time in retirement. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, here at Hour of Hallowby tonight. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. See, I wouldn't have anything if it wasn't for you listeners. Seriously, that's how it works. Anyway, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. Send me your email, right? joe@therealside.com. Just send me an email. You know what? Oh, who put that down? All right, I do this every week, and I screw up every week. So you only have a short period of time to do this. So I guess if I don't get the number I want, I'll do it again on Monday. But remember, you know, you hear the commercials about the flags. These are American-made flags. They're not hand-stitched, but they're embroidered. They're not printed, you know, stamped. You can feel the quality of these flags. They're great flags. And you're going to be very proud to fly one. And matter of fact, you can even look at your neighbor and go, give me a break. Look at that $5 flag you get. Anyway, and you'll love the quality of this flag. And you know what I do every week, right? And here's the deal. I get to use your email address in my email blast. So if you're making a play for the flag, you're giving up your rights to your email address to me. I don't sell it to anybody. I just use it for me. That's number one. Number two is you have to send me a picture of yourself with the flag. I want to see you with the flag. I want to see that big, happy, smiley face of yours.
Where's the flag from?
The flag is from, Grace Alley.
Oh, my God.
You know, if they don't hear the ad by now, then they shouldn't be driving or watching TV or anything else. All right? It's a 3x5 flag. I'm telling you, you're going to love the flag. I want the picture of you with the flag. It's American-made. You can't go wrong. You know, I'm always screaming American made, and here you go. So let's do the 30th. The 30th email I get, you can send multiple emails if you want to, like I told you last time. 30th email I get gets the flag, and you can't pick it up. You know, you can't come pick it up. We don't love that. I got to mail it to you. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Let's just get him on with me. Arif Halaby joins me. He does from time to time. He's actually a guest host of the show, and we're talking about the police officers can't shoot back, especially here in L.A., at active shooters.
Unbelievable. Part of the challenge...
And you can't shoot at active shooters in some cases.
Yeah, look, you've got to realize that it makes sense. All right, let's back up. It makes sense that if they can save a human life, as degenerate and disgusting as some of these human lives might be. They're still made in God's image. And these people have made choices to be not so nice. All right. So if you can, then you take cover. And law enforcement, that's not your job. Your job is to stop the threat.
You're not supposed to run away.
Not to run the other direction. As a citizen, you might want to run away. That's fine. But in law enforcement, their job is to stop the threat. It's kind of interesting. Look, the bottom line with the police, the Los Angeles Police Commission, it's in the civilian oversight. It's designed to give direction and oversight and accountability. I got it. But when 3-1, they passed this, they voted and they said these officers were not in policy. What that does is it brings the officers out from behind the protection of I'm acting as a law enforcement officer according to policy and puts them subject to even a greater risk of being personally sued.
Right.
I know law enforcement officers, I know police officers that have lost everything, moved into their parents' home, lost their marriage. And 2, 5, 8 years later, oh, you're right, we were wrong. And the city has to give back pay. Meanwhile, the man's an addict of some sort, usually an alcoholic. They've lost their family.
But think about it, because mentally, they're putting it all on the line. They think they're out there doing the right thing. You know, not everybody's a whacktoid in the police department. Some of these guys, or a lot of these guys, are in there because they want to protect people. They want to do the right thing. They want to save lives. And then you slap them on the wrist big time for doing exactly
that.
Most
of the law enforcement officers I knew, and when I was a police officer and I did a little undercover stuff, back before we knew that there was going to be this thing called Facebook, because I thought I could hide out and never be found by these wackos coming out of prison about now, I realized a couple of things. Number one, most officers are justice people, right and wrong. Black and white, most of the time.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's not a lot of gray area with them. But I also saw the humanity and the compassion. When you have judgment, when you have the ability to make somebody's everything from making somebody's day a little bit brighter by just not giving them a ticket,
mm-hmm.
or helping them off out on the side of the road, or having to take a life. You know, give me somebody else's profession where they've had people who have died in their arms. Oh, I guess paramedics, firefighters, probably emergency
room.
Sure,
not stockbrokers or...
That's right. Emergency room doctor. People that you would revere that you say, they need to be trained. They better be... They better get some psychological counseling. I haven't had any counseling yet. And I swear the twitch is a recent thing. But other than that... other than that, I'm working on the rest of it.
Yeah. I don't think people... when there was a call for police to slow down on shooting at somebody or what have you, I know there was a bunch of reporters that went out on... what do they call them? You know, like active shooter...
Yeah.
Practice or whatever.
Anyway, practice or training, sure.
They went out, and what they do is they pull somebody over, and they would have to act as the cop. And when they saw how fast things can turn, based on true stories, so it wasn't just the cops playing a game. They would go into the archives, they would grab true stories, and they'd have the reporter go out and act as the lead cop, whatever. And they said, look, you really don't understand how fast this happens.
There's a great simulator. It's called the FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, FATS. The FATS simulator and others, there are plenty like that today, where you can get a chance to see from a point of view training what the law enforcement officers go through. The foundation of judgment, you can often tell a law enforcement officer in the rest of their life. They may not always be the most brilliant when it comes to history or philosophy, but they know human behavior. You can watch them across a room. You can see how they set up and they look at the room. They have a sixth sense about themselves. Remember, everybody lies to you, from the little old lady that looks like your grandmother to the somebody who looks like your wife or your husband or your brother.
You lie to me?
They just look like them. I didn't say it really was. the reason I stopped you, you didn't stop at the stop sign. Uh-huh. Yes, I did. Look, ma'am, I am sitting right here. So you get a sense that there's a lack of trust. Look, for the first 7 years, I moved to the mountains. I stayed away from people. I moved to them. I would drive 92 miles to work one way. Why? Because, believe it or not, I was a Dem. I was a liberal. I came out of college saying, humanity is good. People are wonderful people. And I was so disappointed in humanity, seeing the things that I saw, that I couldn't, honestly, it was a hard thing.
Oh, I believe you.
You realize that all of a sudden people are trying to kill you. The first time I got shot at, I couldn't get small enough. It was the scariest thing. I can't imagine being in a foxhole where, you know, automatic fire. I had maybe, I don't know, the first time was, I think the first time was four shots, maybe five. Scary. And I remember thinking, I'm a nice guy. Don't shoot at me. I'm one of the good guys. Right.
Yeah, but did it dawn on you that that was one of the bad guys?
That was the reason.
The other side. Oh, God.
I think you had a segment earlier about nappies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you need new nappies?
I needed
that?
A new one. it was.
But would you, yeah, anyway, you would ask yourself first if it was okay for you to look at your own stuff while
you
were changing your nappy. That was a,
you get scared. You have to react. And then there was another occasion, a bank robbery happening right now. And literally the address was coming out as we were driving by. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's the bank. You know, how bizarre is that, right?
Is that usually, the one in Nordoff? That wasn't the big one in Nordoff.
No, it wasn't that one. I was actually teaching at the academy when that was happening. And I had to make... So
I used to bank at that bank.
Really? Oh, really? The bank robbery alarm comes out. We do a U-turn. We pull up on the sidewalk, you know, off to the side, and we got our guns drawn. And people are running out of the bank, and we're grabbing folks. Who's who? What does he look like? And I remember saying, okay, go through your training. I was probably 3 weeks on the job. Go through your training. Okay, get a helicopter. Call a helicopter. Have other units arrive. And then I remember thinking, great, somebody call the police. And I went, oh, I am the police. There is nobody else to call. Do you realize?
Hey, you're already here.
Oh, it was it was one of those eye-opening moments where I said, okay, all is good. Now call the police. Oh, sure,
yeah,
I am the police.
Listen, I had years ago, I was at the local PAC at the community college here, and we were at an event, and I heard it sounded like a bowling ball hit the ground. I was outside, and I turned around, and there was this teacher laid out on the floor. He had fallen and hit his head.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. And I had been in one of these first aid classes, but I didn't go to learn. I went because they were doing a demonstration. And it was the only reason. I'm looking around going, you got to get some help. And I went... Wait a minute, I know what to do.
Yeah, I am the help.
I know what to do here. But anyway, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Really, heat up your coffee. Come on back.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Nothing to fear, because I won't be singing any songs. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate it. I realize there's about 3,000 shows out there that you could be listening to and watching. I'd like to believe that it's your high IQ level that has you tune into this show, and I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Remember, 30th email. I know I did it late. I'm sorry. Gets you the free flag. You don't even have to pay for postage. I mean, this is better than Obamacare. There's no, you know, little payment plan or anything. I send you the flag, and that's it. I just want your picture, and I want to be able to use your email address. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Arif Halaby joins me, as he does from time to time, and he's actually guest hosted the show a few times. Arif is a Arif. Tell him a little bit about yourself, what you do, and that kind of thing.
Well, in my normal life, you know, after. After about...
Is anybody really normal?
Yeah.
I mean, that wasn't a politically correct term.
No. After about 11 years in law enforcement, just towards the end of that, I'd been scammed in 3 different scams over the course of about 6 or 8 months. It all kind of came to fruition, and I ended up losing nearly all of my money. And I thought, wow, how could I be, quote, the smart guy? And I'm 26 years old, and I lost nearly $150,000. So I had to I had to go back to work. I had to figure this out. And one of the reasons, I think, was because I didn't understand what I was investing in. And I thought that as an entrepreneur, because I always own businesses, that you just worked hard and you saved your money. Well, I went back to school a couple of years later. I began in the financial services world. So that's 22 years ago. And my company is Total Financial Solutions. We have a few offices in Southern California. We have clients in about 13, 14 states, all across this great nation. And our job is to help people have safer options. We are an expert in protecting your wealth, not in making you wealthy. Anybody who says they're going to make you wealthy and they're a financial professional, you have to ask yourself, so why are you here? You don't know me and you want to make me wealthy? Why aren't you making yourself wealthy?
So the clue is when your wealth person shows up to your house in a 1979 Pinto, there might be a problem?
Probably. Yeah, we call that a clue in law enforcement days. So our job is protecting your wealth. It's once you've grown your wealth at whatever it is and you want to move forward slowly, reasonably, 6, 7, 3, 5, 8% rate of returns, our job is to keep you from going backwards. Really, the key for wealth building, whether you're an entrepreneur or you're a longtime employee, is to understand your habits. Your habits, that's what makes you wealthy. Your spouse, the spouse you choose, believe it or not, can help you become wealthy.
Hey.
That's the problem.
The career you choose can help you become wealthy. Add all of that together, and by the end of the story, you're generally in a pretty reasonable position of not losing. And you need time, right? You need time, you need consistency, you need patterns of behavior. Plenty of really good books out there that can kind of move that all together. But I really think the understanding that managing your money as if it was another job, right? You have your daytime job and your nighttime job, which is understanding your own wealth. And finding experts in the field. If your financial professional says, I do stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, REITs, real estate, investment. You go, listen, I get it. Maybe you're good at a lot of things.
And manicures on Saturday.
Right? So, but what are you great at? Just pick one.
Yeah. Oh, I get you. I hear you. Well, one of the things that people run into all the time, we're entrepreneurs, we have friends that are entrepreneurs, and it seems like when they retire or get close to retiring, or even shortly after they sell their business, they're out looking for a part-time job. And they've spent all those years and, working at their business, growing their business, that's their baby, they get their paycheck, and all of a sudden you're in a whole different world. How do you end up, after 20 years of beating your brains out in your business, how do you end up having to become a greeter at Walmart?
A lot of it is the managing business of your business, managing the business of business. You forget to take care of yourself because a lot of entrepreneurs put their money back into their business. And for a window of time, that's part of what you're supposed to do. And for a period of time, that's what you're supposed to do. But there's a place where it says, this is either going to work or it isn't. And if it isn't going to work, then it's time to shift gears, maybe specialize, maybe transition. But the key part of being an entrepreneur is to take a little bit of money and pay yourself just as if you would as it was a bill. And I always say 10% for emergency accounts, 10% for your retirement, 10% for your investment back into your personal wealth, which means your education, your training. So you can go to workshops, training, things to make you better in your field. Maybe going back to school, maybe becoming an expert even more detailed in your industry. And the rest of the 70%, you need to pay taxes, so set some aside for that. You need to, of course, market your business. But most people never put money aside for themselves. And it's not difficult to do.
Well, entrepreneurs, we usually pay ourselves last, right? When people need their payroll paid, things come up and what have you, our check's sat in the drawer for a long period of time.
We would do it to where we would forget to not only pay ourselves. Listen, you're going to go through windows of time. We had times in our business where I didn't take a paycheck for months at a time. We had other sources of income. The key to wealth in retirement is five sources of income. Maybe it's this retirement account. Maybe it's an annuity. Maybe it's mutual funds. Maybe it's having some money set aside for real estate investments. Along the way, you want multiple sources of revenue. If you have one source of revenue, Social Security, one source of revenue, your company pension, you're going to be disappointed. Because all it takes is for something like this, California rent control law. How many of you are interested in buying an apartment building where your taxes go up, The plumber's fees go up when you have to repair things. The painter who has to paint your building, those fees go up every year or every couple of years. The roofer, when you need a new roof, it's going to cost you money. But you can't charge people who are renting units A, B, and C more money because you could put them on the street.
A friend of mine's got five apartment buildings. He heard about this coming through.
And boom.
They're all up for sale.
Yes, they are.
And he's out of here. He'll move it. He's moving to another state.
People don't understand that money is fungible. The state of California loses about 360 people a day. A day moving out of the state of California.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. My friend in Texas says, don't send any liberals our way.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that. No, but again, it's one of those things where people perceive that entrepreneurs are always well off. They've got their own business. That means you've got money rolling in all over the place. It's not a true statement, especially today. You know, after how many years of things being very thin, very tight, it's a real problem. So now what happens is like in our case, you know, we sold our business. We were doing okay. As happens with some people, the company that buys your business doesn't really do what they say.
Yeah.
Right?
Are we supposed to pay you?
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
It works. Well, it was funny. In our case, without getting too much detail, the company that we sold to got into some trouble. They were bought by another company who only bought a certain part of that company. So there were no assets left to go after. And, you know, that happens all the time with businesses. So we ended up, I don't want my listeners to feel bad or anything or think I'm a real idiot, but we ended up taking a major loss, a major hit in all of that.
If you don't, whatever you collect as a down payment or a deposit for your company, you have to think to yourself, am I willing to sell my company for this price? Because chances of getting any more money from them are going to be slim, especially if they don't understand how to run your business.
Well, we talked to other companies that I knew, because you can go back and look at press releases. So I found other companies that they sold, and they had done well, which is why we did what we did. But then they got aggressive. And they started buying up companies all over the place. And that's what got them in trouble.
A lot of it is understanding the difference between a one-person operation and a franchise.
Yep.
There's a reason that some people can open up a business, turn it into a franchise, 10 years later they're millionaires. Other people open up a business and 10 years later they're still showing up on Sunday mornings to work in their own business.
Yep.
It's because understanding the purpose of business. And it's very difficult for most Americans. They were never trained to be a business owner. They were trained to be an employee. Right? You're in school. Bell ring, stand up. Bell ring, sit down. Bell ring, come here. Here's an award for an attendance. Right? Never missing a day. Who does that benefit? Well, you, the school district board president, sorry. It benefits the school district because they get the free money from the state. But does it benefit the kid who thinks outside the box? One of my friends is a school teacher outside of Phoenix, Arizona. To me, she's one of my heroes. Her name is Willie, right? It's short for, she'll never tell you what it's short for, but probably Wilhelmina, but I love Willie.
Yeah.
And here's what Willie says. She said, kids don't need that kind of structure when it comes to learning. I go, well, listen, I might agree or disagree. She took a picture. She put a school together, her class together for this year, this last year. And in doing so, she had beanbags. She had chairs. I said, Willie, she said, I teach in the inner city areas, not so good areas. All of my kids, all of their behavior is up. Their school grades are up. Their retention is up. And she's teaching the kids to be entrepreneurs. To me, that makes a difference. Now, listen, we need good employees. I need them. You need them. We want them to do well. We care about them. All of that matters. But we also need to understand that most individuals can offer a lot more than they're ever being given the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I told you, my aunt was like, don't start your own business, go work for somebody. Matter of fact, in our day, go work for AT&T. You'll have a job for life. They'll be around forever. You'll get good benefits, right?
That's right. Remember, work for the government.
Real fast, tell people where they can find out more information about you.
Hey, folks, you can always go to 1-888-99-RETIRE, 888-99-RETIRE. That's the best place.
You know what? Call him early. Don't wait. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Want you back here Monday, so don't do anything stupid over the weekend. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.